Hello, aviators, and welcome. My name is Holly Bellino, and I'm your host of The Aviator's Guide, Novice to Pilot. Now, this first episode is really just so you can get to know me a little bit before we dive into all the details, and so you can get to know the goals of this podcast. For starters, I'm a born and raised Texan, but an Italian at heart. I'm an amateur chef, a dog mom, and also a first-generation pilot. I attended the University of Texas at San Antonio, co Roadrunners, where I obtained bachelor's degrees in international business management and marketing. And while I was at UTSA, I actually did a year abroad in Italy, hence my subtle love for the country. I have worked many jobs since I was 16, from serving and photography to real estate and being a flight attendant. After being a flight attendant for a little over 4 years, I was furloughed, as many other individuals, due to the hardships of COVID. At the time, being furloughed was the best thing that could have happened to me because it gave me time to reflect and an opportunity to change my life. I never disliked being a flight attendant. On the contrary, I adored it. The hotels, the traveling, the benefits, it was the best kept secret job. But I began to feel wanting, something that I'm sure you all can relate to at one point or another. As much as I loved being a flight attendant, it didn't challenge me. The passengers sometimes challenged me, but not the role itself. And I began to feel a void that needed to be filled. In December of 2020, one of my fellow flight attendants told me that she was in flight school and that she was rather enjoying the experience. And that got me thinking, even though I never thought I could be the one up front flying a plane, maybe it could be just what I've been craving. And it was. So in January of 2021, I moved from Texas to Oklahoma to begin the aviation journey. And what an exhausting, thrilling, spectacular, mentally arduous journey it was. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. Flight school took me 17 months to finish. During that time, I completed my private pilot's license, my instrument rating, my commercial multi and single engine land license, my certified flight instructor license, and my certified flight instructor instrument rating, as well as an associate's in flight and applied science. While I was in flight school, I worked part-time jobs. I cried here and there. I explored parts of Oklahoma. I felt bouts of frustration and made loads of fun memories, and I even met my husband, who is now an Army aviator flying Black Hawk and Lakota helicopters. Since finishing flight school, I have built most of my hours as a CFI, a certified flight instructor, but I have also done some contract flying gigs on the side as well in Citation Jets and King Airs. Currently, I work at a company where I give right seat support to Learjet pilots coming back for recurrent training. I have learned a lot in the years I've been in aviation, and there is so much more to learn. As they say, a good pilot is always learning. And that's what this podcast is all about. To inform and to try and help in any way that I can, whether it's questions about how to get started, how to study, jobs to look for when you're finished, and the list goes on. So if you're an aspiring pilot, if you're a current student pilot or a new pilot, I hope this podcast finds you well and helps you in some way. In the first few episodes, we will discuss researching flight schools to find the one that's right for you, cadet programs, how to prepare for going to flight school, and we'll also bring on some special guests to go over special topics, get some advice, or just get a new, different perspective. We've got a lot to discuss. Let's just take it one acronym and one episode at a time. Also, if you would like me to discuss a particular topic that may or may not be in my wheelhouse, let me know, and I will see if I can reach out to one of my many aviation connections to see if we can get someone on with us on the podcast so we can cover that topic. I'm sure many of you have your own questions that you would like answered as well. So if you would rather ask me instead of ChatGPT, go and send an email to youraviatorsguide@gmail.com to have those questions answered on the next episode. Again, that's youraviatorsguide@gmail.com. I'll be posting a new episode every Friday, so please subscribe to quickly see when a new episode comes up. Ciao for now, and we'll talk soon. See you later, aviators.